On today's podcast, we're going to talk about Words That Create Part 4, so let's get started. Welcome to the BlogWithJesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that subscribe button and tap the bell so you can be notified every time we upload a podcast. Now, I'd like to thank everybody who listened to our podcast last week. We had over 3 times the views, so for that I say thank you. And if you haven't listened to that podcast, please go check it out. It's about my battle with COVID-19. Now let's begin today's teaching with our foundational text for the series. In Proverbs 6:2, it says, "You are trapped by the words of your mouth. You are ensnared by the words of your mouth." And that leads me to point number one. Say what you want, don't say what you have. And in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, it reads, "For most certainly I tell you, whoever may tell this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is happening, he shall have whatever he says." Which leads me to point number two. Speak God's word because it produces creative power in your life. And that leads me to point number three. Speak God's word because it produces what you say in your life. And that leads me to point number four. Speak God's word because it produces victory in your life. Now, I never like to close a program without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer at me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. Please share this podcast with others because we want to take them on that same faith journey. This is Robert Welsh for BlogWithJesus.com, reminding you that you need to believe the word, speak the word, and manifest a promise. I'll see you on next podcast. Blessings.